When the bandages are dry, they chafe the face and neck when walking, but when wet from sweat, they move as naturally as another layer of dirty skin, though often the wet makes it harder to breathe. There is nothing anymore, nothing much of anymore, but the walking, the trudge of feet and text on this road that is sometimes so tired it becomes a senseless sliding. I mean a numbness in the legs and feet so much that since one cannot feel or see them, the motion along this road becomes wrapped in softness, like a gliding, as if along a belt in a former factory to be hammered upon further, or better, held within the breast of an impossible quiet train leaving heaven and telling stories through its windows. It is good that the gauze is thick and high over the nose and low along the brow because it gives a thinner window out and the idea that there is only road and sometimes hills beyond. Time used to come in trucks and tools for working and hours and schedules of loading them and running, all of this before the burning and alone. As if there were sun now, a thick tear upon the neck that leaves a smear and a bloodlet through scissors and no night nowhere coming on through this wash and loss of direction, never only a grant of ground, sometimes wet, sometimes dry. A burn is a rattle in the throat, a swelling and a rising under bandages. From there to there, no longer here, and a swelling and a rising, a falling open, a clench and an unclench. Knowing that they are there, somewhere, from a pavement not yet cracked in a line of houses, straight as a spine, not yet bent, but vision is clear from the no longer hiding. A message to give, the man in uniform has been dispatched in this carrier, but the news blanched wet and dry by sweat and heat, and one could think the walking would remember it, but forgets it. Rather, the words like food, the world's like food through the throat and stomach and forgotten and gone, the words like sweat through the skin and drying. There is a turn, and with it the wandering of sense of direction and useless instinct to find the sun, as if remembering the names of boots or politicians or weapons or families or men or girls. Sweat through the skin, lying in drops around the bandages and dropping off or sinking in. There is the turn, and somehow with this the time for standing still, for looking, for waiting to be seen amid a new wash, for listening to the sound of airplane or wind of goodbye. The ground does not give, the way is not made by standing still. Under and over text of ground and shit, crunches pebbles or this or that debris, I do not wish for memories anymore but the song of scratching feet unpeeling this road only, the way. What beginning to this day does not remember does not stand written in the mind like stamp of ingress or egress. Neither do think there is an end, but only the way sliding along sliding over starting under blot or sun diffuse in gauze of this bright sky. Spreading another color reaches along like spindly bone of nerve spinning web beneath the traces of these lids. Can close eyes, but there are dark red traces and cannot cut the weight of interior clouds. Walking, walking, there is the way. Ball of heel and stretch of toes, there is none, only a carrier as a club pummeling the ground of asphalt, of text, of gravel sometimes and sometimes stone. Walking, walking, there is the way. Walking, walking, where is the sway, does not stand written in the mind like stamp of ingress or egress. So much heat and damp to air and sliding like undertow of ocean underwater, the bare spindly forms floating like anemones or trilobites in ancient times. We are in ancient times because sweat through skin only like the water under words keeps sliding. In ancient times of no yet sleeping, no yet waking and forgetting, cut through cloth and gauze. Cannot see the men and women who must surely still go about their work and gather the day. We are the trilobites of ancient times, hovering in haze of whiteout, this afterwash of fire and rewinding of clocks beyond first stirrings of fire or intend. Men cut stalks and women go to the well. The sun is its own dial and cannot read it. Sweat to the walking, fuel to the fire. There is the swell and rising a field, and in the field a hollow. Call it the hollow, a neat stone hole in which to place the head, a jaws for scraping and replacing. Call it the hollow, there is the way. I have songs for the nothing green, metal finish water rusted in canteen, crisp for the field standing strong and alone in a jaundiced breeze of fever. Stone well to isolate the dream is filled with rocks, and nothing but screams, there is no bottom. Chewy like leather, a bomb that moves only sideways. Think of the news that moves in all direction and is the only news. Standing at the turn of road to wait as if a running meter to recalculate, a key to which this density of mist points or direction to the sun, a course of approach or fleeing. Enemy inborn, sweat through skin is drying or dropping, held in gauze, enemy all directions at once, no longer up and down, but there is still only the way. Paper cutting, dry bandages sticking and unsticking, there is tearing to the word, since still so dry of throat, layers shifting, a new layer of dirty skin, words, enemies all directions at once, words, numb gliding along road with no signs, the grid of the song. Charged to deliver a message as a no yet waking and a no yet sleeping. Folded and put into the pocket next to hollow of heart, engine for walking. Hands a balance, a swinging over sliding as water moves over under words, swells and falls. Handshake when folded and put into pocket. Handshake a trust. Handshake a greeting when received, if ever dark lashes, calms the white and ends the walking. A handshake and an asking for message and for news. No news, only the directions blind and always waking and always sleeping. Birds caught in the blind. Neck and no turning. Earth is solid, no nature outblasted, no nature in excess, manure nature abhors a vacuum, that is why so many words, but no green or no voice for them. Dead must bury themselves, unless, of course, for that haze of gasoline and burning. That can cover so much ground of text, never mind the names, only a sickness of sweat through skin and a hovering, eyes open or eyes closed. Departure of birds announces the shot. Silence now, only so no birds, but a quiet train rolling out of heaven, no stories since no windows. Waiting at a turn, stale wheeze of a wind, sometimes with trace of airplane inside, but no warning. Traces ancient as trilobites, ancient as now, and stark husk of field and town and wire is following all directions. Waiting as at a turn as trace of instinct, not yet exhausted as no night telegraphed, but no fear of guard or garrison since only the level and no window. And no men at harvest, and no women going to the well, no children running. Water moves under over the names that cannot stick. Dry bandages, faded signs, rocks in the well. Carrier of a message incongruous under these nests of wires, rambling over hills, exposed like breasts, swelling, rising, waiting in this air to be ravished, hammered, beaten, wet, and dry. Only the level. Trace of aircraft and the whistling in the mind. Signals without beginning. Traces in the wires of running, shouting, trucks loaded and whinnying of their brakes, a message in the mind, faded. Their other feet, handshakes the country over, spilling, breaking through, cut in tears and stains and traces and gashes of many colors. Prayers for aircraft to strike the ground as if it could bring forth water, thoughts, stories, names. Still the walking in the way, call it the hollow, only a window, narrow. There is the walking, spilling, numb. Gouging forth, the carrier club pummeling the ground. Bandages when wet blot the breathing. So many names in the well, no bottom, so many wires silent in transmission, in and out of the head like a sliding and a gliding now in ancient times, and a thin buzz in the field of no sign. Grant of ground and trudge of text, all directions, no night, nowhere now, still only now, still only the walking in the way.